Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of pride. In Arabic is known as kibar and self-conceit. Self-conceit, ujub, where a person starts thinking good of himself without necessarily thinking low of someone else, but just thinking himself to be high. That is known as ujub, self-conceit. So one ayat of the Quran is mentioned here, just a brief background so when we're doing the translation of this ayat we can understand. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, there was a person by the name of Qarun. Qarun was from the family of Musa alayhi salam, in the riwayat of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him in many ways. So sometimes when a person has the blessings, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but together with the blessings, he doesn't have good company, he doesn't have good direction, those same blessings can bring about a means of pride and arrogance in a person. Sometimes you find in a medication, in a box of tablets, you'll see the side effects. Side effects, different medication has different side effects. So one of the side effects of wealth, one of the side effects of position, one of the side effects even of knowledge, is it brings about pride in a person. If that person doesn't have some islahi ta'alluq, he doesn't have some connection as far as the internal side is concerned, then very often these things bring about pride. So it doesn't necessarily mean that everything that glitters is gold. Be very careful, sometimes it can be a means of a destruction of the person. So Qarun was from the family of Musa alayhi salam. So as we mentioned one riwayat, he was actually the cousin. So we know he was from the Bani Israel. The ayat of the Quran says, Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. He was from the nation of Musa alayhi salam, from the Bani Israel. But Allah Ta'ala had given him and he got arrogant, he got proud. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with so much of wealth. We'll see that the ayat of the Quran just describes the keys to his treasures. So many treasures he had that a whole group of people, the ayat of says, لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ, that a whole jamaat, a whole group of people would bend, نَاءَ يَنُوءُ, bend to carry his keys. So many keys they were to open the different treasures. Because of the weight of all the keys together, the whole jamaat used to carry the box of keys and they were all bent to carry it. It was so heavy. That was how much Allah Ta'ala had blessed him as far as wealth was concerned. Allah had blessed him as far as knowledge was concerned. He was the hafiz of the Torah. Hafiz of, how we say, hafiz of Quran. He was the hafiz of the Torah. And also he was a authority in it. In other words, he was like a very strong alim also in the Torah. But what had happened was Allah Ta'ala didn't bless him with nubuwat. He wasn't made a Nabi. So when Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam were made Nabis, so this affected him, that how did these people get leadership in the Bani Israel and I didn't get leadership. So this irritated him that he didn't get that position. This is what happens very often. A person is, after having wealth, after having knowledge, next thing that the nafs desires is position. That why have I not got that recognition like Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam? So on one occasion he went and he complained to Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam explained to him that this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who Allah wants to make a Nabi, he makes a Nabi. And in that decision also, remember, there's always khair in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what had happened was, as we'll do in the translation now, is that فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ, he began to rebel against Musa alayhi salam. He began to rebel against the Bani Israel. That why are they taking his own people? He began to rebel again. Ulama explained this rebellion can take two forms. One form is either he became very arrogant, hard and cruel towards them. He began treating them incorrectly, in other words, because of his wealth, etc. And the other rebellion means actually opposing Musa alayhi salam and opposing Harun alayhi salam. So this is something that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given any person, whether it be beauty, whether it be health, whether it be wealth, whether it be children, whether it be businesses, whatever it is, whatever it's from the side of Allah Ta'ala, we are happy for them and we don't look down. So anyway, the end result of Qarun, Allah is explaining that money didn't stay, as they say, the money didn't stay in the pocket, the money went to the head. And when the money went to the head, he thought himself to be too big, and that's when Allah Ta'ala's azab came. And Allah Ta'ala's azab came, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Himself, together with his palaces, together with his homes, whatever he had, all Allah Ta'ala sunk it into the ground. And the man thought he was too high, Allah took him low, below ground level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him. So this ayat is a translation. That when we do the translation of this ayat, then we can understand what had happened to Qarun. وقال تعالى إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين إلى قوله تعالى فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Qarun alayhi salam, the incident of Qarun, sorry, not Qarun alayhi salam, the incident of Qarun. He was from Musa alayhi salam's people, but he rebelled against them. We granted him treasures, the keys of which were too heavy for a group of strong men. Too heavy means that they would battle to pick it up. When his people said to him, that do not be boastful, his people warned him, they saw that his arrogance was displaying itself, they told him, do not be boastful, Allah Ta'ala does not like the boastful ones. Seek. Then they told him, seek the home of the year after using the means that Allah Ta'ala has given you and do not forget your portion of this world. What is meant by this ayat? Ulama give two explanations. One is that what Allah Ta'ala has given you from the wealth, use this wealth for akhirat. Don't use it to become arrogant in this world. Use it for akhirat. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion of the akhirat by using your wealth of this world. That's one explanation ulama give. Most of the ulama take this meaning. Other ulama take the meaning is that whilst you are living in this world also, there's no harm if a person utilizes the world. He uses the world for his needs. He doesn't completely cut himself altogether out of the world. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He uses the world for his needs. That is also part of a person's deen, part of his life, that he uses this world. So this is what they're trying to tell him. But don't forget, wala wabtaghi fi ma ataaka Allahu dar al akhirah. Don't forget the first part, which is such an important part, that Allah has been good to you, so you be good to others. And do not seek corruption on this earth. Allah does not like those who cause corruption. He replied, look at his answer. When a man has got arrogance, then he forgets Allah Ta'ala. He replied, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Whatever I got is because of my knowledge. Nothing got to do with Allah Ta'ala. Because of my knowledge. I'm such a great person. I'm such a powerful. He attributed his ni'mats to himself. Allah Ta'ala did not like this. So when they told him that do not seek corruption on earth, Allah does not like those who cause corruption, he replied, I have been granted all this because of the knowledge I possess. Then Allah Ta'ala is saying now, did he not know that Allah Ta'ala had destroyed many generations before him who were more powerful than him and more larger in number? So it was nothing for Allah Ta'ala. Before him there were people that were much more powerful than him. Allah Ta'ala also destroyed them. They had more numbers also. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them also. The sinners will not be questioned about this. The sinners, did he think, in other words, that the sinners will not be questioned about their sins. So he emerged from his people in his pomp. One day he came out in this beautiful garb, embellished, beautiful. People were looking at Qarun in all this magnificence, the way he's coming out in his beauty. So when the people saw him like this, so there were some people who commented when they saw him in his beauty, in his embellishment. And these, Allah Ta'ala is saying that these are people who desired the world. Those who desired the world, they looked at him, they gaped at him, and they said, if only we possessed what Qarun has been given. If only we can be like him. How sometimes you see people mimicking at the celebrities, as the stars, as the music stars, and those that have got popularity. You'll see that many people gape at them, look at them and say, hey, how nice if I was so popular like this person. So the people of the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those people that desired the world, worldly life, this is what they had said. That how nice if we could be given what Qarun was given. Undoubtedly, they started commenting, undoubtedly he's extremely fortunate. And there was another jamaat amongst them. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that always you'll get one jamaat, one group that will be encouraging people towards good, and there'll always be a jamaat that will be doing evil. So the jamaat that was encouraging, those people that Allah Ta'ala truly had blessed with real ilm, they started guiding these people who are gaping and looking at Qarun and wishing that they had what he had. They told them, so Allah, this is what the ayat is saying, those who are granted knowledge said, woe to you, Allah Ta'ala's reward is better for you than the one who, Allah Ta'ala's reward is better for the one who has iman and the one who has good deeds. Only those who exercise patience shall receive this. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. But you are looking at this man and you are getting carried away. The person who Allah Ta'ala has blessed with iman and he does good deeds, that is much better for him than having what Qarun has got. And this will only come when you have patience. You have to be patient. person, you see the kuffar got everything and enjoying, sometimes it catches the eyes that how come they can enjoy. If a person has got true sabr, true patience, all that won't affect him, what they got. He knows that what Allah has given me as far as my deen is gone, concerned, as far as my amal is concerned, this is much better than what the kuffar also got. So then Allah Ta'ala in the end says that we made him and his house sink into the earth. There were no troops to assist him against Allah, and nor could he assist himself. Gone into the ground. And in some riwayats it comes that he will continue sinking right up till the day of Qiyamah. This is what an azab Allah Ta'ala had given him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq also, bringing humility in our life. Humility is something that will cause a person to rise, and arrogance is a thing that will cause a person to fall. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.